So thank you for having me here today. I'm Brianna Sangster, Physician Community Navigator for the Annapolis Valley Region. I started in this position in August 2020, and I was hired part-time as Physician Community Navigator for the Annapolis Valley, encompassing Kings County and Annapolis County. So we grew so large very quickly in 2021 as into a paid full-time position.
Can you tell us a little bit about your most recent funding and what it's going to be going towards?
Yeah, so we just received funding from the Office of Healthcare Professionals Recruitment. And we received our full amount that we applied for, which was just over $77,000. We have a few different exciting projects up our sleeve for this year. We've received more funding than we ever have. So we've got some large projects that we're looking to implement and some smaller ones as well. So some of those smaller projects look like physician retention outreach programs, where we'll check in with physicians throughout the Annapolis Valley quarterly. We'll continue to run that project. We have community cultural events that we'll continue to put on throughout the Valley region, and inviting healthcare, all healthcare, to come to those events throughout the Annapolis Valley as well, in addition to medical learners and physicians. And there's a couple other larger projects that we are working on. We got some funding to expand the virtual tools that are available for allied healthcare professionals that we work with. So for example, when I started in this role, it was on the, in the trenches of COVID. It was very challenging to find innovative ways to recruiting. And I don't necessarily do the recruiting myself, but I help Nova Scotia Health and our other partners in health with their recruitment efforts. So what that looks like is assisting with community tours and helping physicians and medical learners know all that, really get to know our community best so that we can make sure their needs and interests are matched in our community and we have everything that they're looking for. We really want to show them our area, and that's something that we'll continue to do. But we felt like that we were really lacking, virtual tools that we could show physicians and medical learners and all healthcare who are interested in coming to the Valley. So we took a little step back just last year in 2020, where we created some regional videos that are launched globally now. And that was partnered with the Valley Regional Enterprise Network. And we've had a great, great response from those videos. But something we would like to do is take it a little bit further and a deeper dive. So we applied for funding where we can do smaller videos, which are storytelling based, highlighting some of the community, some healthcare professionals' stories. And we can do that at every clinic and hospital throughout our Valley region. So this is a virtual toolkit that we can continue enhancing and expanding as well. So we're really excited to get started right away now that we've heard we've been accepted and work with a local production company in the Valley. So we can get started right away, which we're very overwhelmed, but very excited about too. So that will start as soon as possible. We just started having some of those conversations this week. So, and that the deliverables will be finished and ready to hand over to those who can benefit from the virtual tools that we're going to provide just by the end of this year. So yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yes. Congrats, Brianna, on receiving this funding. It's always good to see funding for doctor recruitment, especially in this province in these difficult times. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences or students listening to this interview?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So we open all of our community events that I host throughout the year to all of our medical learners, and that's including our residents and all students, the medical students at Dalhousie. So anyone is welcome to come down and attend at any time. We have really fun things that are going on, from You know, how maple syrup is made in Nova Scotia. So we've done tree tapping and tours throughout the sugar bushes. We've done different things like Lazy River tubing, and oh my goodness, it's endless. Lots of really fun things. So what I would suggest is reach out anytime if you have any questions about the valley. If you're interested in just learning more.
So we had the opportunity to speak with one of the two groups getting funding to recruit doctors from the province. We're here with the second, with Mid Valley Region Physician Recruitment Community Navigator, Don Hislop. How are you today, Don?
I'm fine, thank you, Sarah. Nice to meet you.
Nice
virtually.
To meet you. And nice to meet you too, Don. Can you tell me a little bit about your job position, please?
Well, it came about after the formation of our committee. We formed a committee on recruitment and retention back in April of 2021. It was founded as a result of the Soldiers Memorial Hospital Foundation. Several members of the board of directors felt that we could do a little bit more in our area, and we reached out to some of the communities within the hospital catchment area and formed a group. We started off with absolutely zero money, and using GoFundMe and donations like that, we got on the road, and we've decided that it would be helpful if there was a community navigator role on our committee.
Can you tell me a little bit about the most recent funding that you received from the province? How much did you receive exactly?
We received from the Office of Healthcare Professional Recruitment almost $74,000.
And how will these funds be used in your establishment?
We are going to use them in a variety of ways, both to help with recruitment and retention. We are so fortunate to have site visits, and one of the ways that we'll help use the funding is to be able to extend site visits to physicians who show a bit of interest in living in our area. And by what I mean by extending a site visit, they will be able to stay for a few days at our expense and not only get to know the medical facilities better, but get to know the cultural and recreational opportunities a little bit better as well as various other events hosted by our committee to help them gain a little bit of appreciation of what it's like to live in our Mid-Valley area. And then as far as retention goes, we've been so fortunate in our area to be recipients of physicians from the Practice Ready Assessment Program. These are international physicians who come from various countries and get an opportunity to practice medicine in Nova Scotia. And we're hopeful that we can help build connections between them and the community, cultural infrastructure building. One of the issues, for example, we have three physicians from West Africa, and they're not used to all the vegetables, et cetera, that we have here. They have their own type of vegetables that they love, and they have to travel to Halifax for them. So we're looking at building an African food garden at the Nova Scotia Community College to grow vegetables and other things like that that they can take advantage of. And we're planning on having an Afro-Nova Scotian Day to illustrate to them the influence of Black history and cultural activities of Native Black Nova Scotians as well. We're going to try to do all we can to help them integrate into our community and show not only appreciation for them, for their culture, but to illustrate our culture back to them as well. Hoping, of course, that they'll make this a permanent home to raise their families.
Thank you so much, Don. Is there anything else you would like to add for audiences listening?
Well, one thing we do as well with our activities is we make sure that we have community welcome events on a yearly basis for the physicians. We do trips, whale watching, farm visits, barbecues. We want to make sure that every physician or medical professional in our area grows to love it immensely. And we'll do all we can to do that. And it's kind of unique because we're the only completely volunteer group in the whole province that's undertaking this activity.